Welcome to our first ever minisode.
And what is a minisode?
This is where we're going to discuss some news, guys. So you know what? Josh is in here, but Eddie is here, and he's going to give us some great news. So let's just get right into it. Let's get some news.
Hulu announced in September 2018 that they were going to revive our favorite modern-day girl detective, Veronica Mars. They announced that it will be coming out, when this is going to be recorded, January 2019. So expect new episodes of Veronica Mars. They've signed up for 8 episodes.
With Kristen.
Kristen Bell, our beloved, American's beloved.
Oh, so it's like they're reviving the property then.
Yes. So after 3 seasons, a movie, we're going to get another take on
Veronica from Mars. Netflix.
From Hulu.
Oh, Hulu. Yes, Hulu. You did say that.
Yeah,
you
Hulu.
Did, yeah. Oh, Hulu trying to compete with Netflix here, like really openly.
Madame. Hulu has The Handmaid's Tale, and that was like a big, like that one actually was a surprise hit for Hulu.
It was.
Future Man.
I don't know.
That that's a good one. That's a good comedy.
And let's talk about all that Netflix has.
Oh, well, Netflix also has had like the edge on them for some time though.
Yeah.
I think it'll be a matter of time before Hulu catches up, especially now that Disney owns it.
Oh, do they?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I
part
did
of
not
that merger
that.
From 20th Century Fox. Hulu is now Disney.
Interesting.
Although Disney's going to start their own service.
Yeah. That's so fucking smart. It took them a long time to do that, actually.
But back to the actual news.
Yes, Veronica Mars.
Veronica Mars, what do you think?
Never watched it.
Okay, so I've seen a few episodes. I like the premise, but man, this is a property that's just like it's like a roach on steroids. It refuses to die. Like, the show was canceled, what,
I'm sorry,
a decade ago?
A roach on steroids?
Yeah, roaches are impossible to kill. You put it on steroids?
Why can't it just be a roach?
Because it's on steroids, because like it's... should have been dead like 10 years ago. I don't remember how
roaches
many years.
Don't die, period. They roaches just have the strongest will, and they're serial rapists.
That's what I'm saying. But the steroids give it like extra legs, like speed, agility,
growth. Oh god,
you know,
the idea of a roach on steroids is just too much for my brain right now.
But the reason I'm saying that is just because, you know, the show was canceled. I don't even know how many eons ago. They did they self-funded a movie.
It lasted 3 seasons from 2004 to 2007, starting out at UPN, ending up at CW.
What? It was on the CW? No fucking way. I did not know it was on the CW at 1 year. Yeah, so it was canceled in 2007. It was only like what, maybe 5 years ago when they self-funded a movie, like they did a GoFundMe for a movie. Like 5 years ago. And now there's a new revival on Hulu. So, like I said, it's just it has a really devoted fan base, apparently.
When they did the GoFundMe and their goal was $20 million, they made that $20 million in the first 11 hours.
Why are they doing GoFundMes, though?
How much of that was Kristen Bell?
People love Kristen Bell.
They do, yeah.
I love Kristen Bell. She has won my heart from...
Sarah Marshall.
Oh, no, The Good Place. Oh. I never seen Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
You never saw Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
Nah.
That's my sister. That's like her favorite movie.
Yeah, I can't imagine that's a movie that you like, to be quite honest.
It's not. It's my sister's favorite movie. But because of that, I know I've seen it a bunch.
So Kristen Bell, wow, she's working a lot with The Good Place and now Veronica Mars.
So wait, tell me a little bit more about Veronica Mars then. Like, as someone who's never seen it, what is it about?
High school student whose father is a private detective. And she's under his tutelage. And what she does is she ends up kind of helping her dad solve certain like crimes that happen in Neptune, California.
Are they is it supernatural?
No, not supernatural at all. It's just
show.
Really her just like figuring out the certain shady stuff that are happening in her town. There is like definitely they do like these long, they've done the first season, had a couple of long arcs, and then there's this underlying mystery going on with her mother who's not around, and you kind of slowly find out what's the reason that her mother is not in the picture.
I see.
So
interesting.
Don't want to spoil that. So
okay, I really thought it was a supernatural show for some reason. Like, I thought she was like a supernatural detective.
Is it because of the name Veronica Mars?
Mars, yeah, it's the Mars aspect. Yeah, no, this piece has, I mean, for someone who's never seen it, and I know, like, it's almost like a cult, I would say.
I don't know anyone who watches Veronica Mars, though.
Really?
Oh, you watched it.
Yeah, I watched Grown Up.
Okay. I didn't. Not to be mean. The only reason I say that is just because I don't know anyone. So you're the first person who has openly told me that they have watched Veronica Mars. Like, I've never heard of anyone else tell me. It's just like, have you seen Veronica Mars? Even when it was on the air. That show and Joan of Arcadia, they came out around the same time, I think. And I confuse those shows together all the time.
Maybe it's because it's like another CW show with the girl's name. But like, I didn't know the difference between Felicity and Veronica Mars for like the longest time. All right.
Those are very big differences.
But again, there were just two girls' names on TV shows.
One? I didn't know. Okay. No, I highly disagree with you. Felicity, the hair, Carrie Russell?
Personified.
Madam,
yeah,
this show, this episode is over. All right,
okay, bye, guys.
I can't anymore.
You know, like we have with the Riverdale, like it's Archie, but darker.
That is
Sabrina,
very much
the teenage witch, you know, same, it's about a witch, but darker, you know. Yeah. So.
Oh, I kind of roll my eyes to that. Thanks to Christopher Nolan's interpretations of Batman.
Do not blame Christopher.
I blame Christopher Nolan for everything.
This episode ended like 10 minutes ago, and yet we're still going on.
Anytime I break a plate, I damn him. I blame him for everything. Nolan. He's my con, I swear. So, thank you very much for Veronica Mars. Looking forward to watching it. I actually wanted to say, you know, this week we're doing Mary Poppins and I had to drag my ass to the theater to see it. And before I saw it, they played the trailer for the new Dumbo movie.
Ew.
So you're not looking forward to it?
Nope.
That trailer made me cry.
Ugh. Because of how ugly it looked?
Because of the relationship between Dumbo and the mom.
I haven't seen any of the trailers yet, but am I safe to assume that it's a Tim Burton movie, right?
Yes.
Am I safe to assume that like all the colors are washed out in this movie?
No, they're highly saturated.
Really? Oh, I'm surprised.
I mean, well, no, I didn't pay too much attention to that because I was too busy crying. The tears in my eyes really, you know, took away from it. Yeah.
Is Dumbo himself like emaciated? I also imagine him kind of being like kind of gaunt. I don't know why.
No, he looks like a pretty average CGI'd elephant
with big ears.
With big ears, yeah. But the Baby Be Mine or Baby Mine.
Oh, that is
is one of the most touching and sentimental and sad songs in any Disney film.
It's a very, very sad song. It's actually the song we played that at my grandma's funeral.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh. That was what's it called? Obviously because her father was like her baby, but like me and my sister were like her other babies. So what's it called? So
oh my God, yeah. No, that's like really, that's like really
did they use the song in the thing? Okay, so the song will be that's all right.
And
so
the mother
positive element.
Yeah, well, it's positive in the sense that we're all gonna be crying our eyes out when we watch this movie because we're going to be doing it.
I mean I guess it's how it's handled, right? Because I think part of the reason the original one. It's such a tearjerker is just because it's kind of that separation, right? So I don't know how like I said, I haven't seen any of these trailers. I've kind of been avoiding it. I'm sure we'll watch it.
And we'll make
this
you
movie.
Cry. Yeah, we are definitely for the podcast. We will definitely be watching
Dumbo,
it.
Yeah, Dumbo was one of my favorite movies.
Oh, hell yeah.
I don't know.
I'm also one of those people that like, you know, you could kill and separate all the humans, but the moment you do something, anything like remotely sad with an animal, I'm on the floor crying, you know, so that's just like my weakness. So, yeah, so that's going to I'm just saying for when we do it, expect a lot of tears.
Okay.
Going to go see it for $5 on a Tuesday.
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
Yeah. With free unlimited refills of popcorn. I'm so there.
Yeah. Not to give a commercial to the theater.
Yeah. But you should go to that theater if you're in the New Jersey area. It's
in
Secaucus. Yeah.
Secaucus. Yes.
Yeah.
I want everyone to go there now. They're like, can't get a ticket.
True. All right. Well, thank you for joining us for our first mini-sode.
Yeah. Let us know what you think. You can follow us on social media on Instagram at Remakes, Reboots, Revivals. And also we're on Facebook. Our page is the Remakes, Reboots, and Revivals.
Yeah. And if you have any news for us or suggestions, you know, hit us up on either of these social media platforms or email us remakesrebootsrevivals@gmail.com.
Yeah. And we hope you listen to many more.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye, guys.
Later.